Cecil. I've been reading the papers.
Did you understand anything about what you read?
Well, I understand about Edison.
Who is he?
Oh, Cecil, goodness, don't you know who Edison is?
Oh, Edison, show her. I'm one of the smart boys.
Well, I was reading in the papers about when he asked a lot of questions.
Oh, I saw them.
Could you answer any of them?
Could you?
Well, no, but they made me think. You know, one of these questions was so funny.
Did you just die laughing?
No, it wasn't funny that way. It made me think.
What was it?
Well, I don't remember exactly, but it was something like this. It said, what would you do if you were on a desert island with a lot of people?
Well, what about it? What would you want to do?
Well, it named over the people, and you have to explain what you would do.
Oh, there's no sense to it.
Oh, Cecil, you don't understand. One of the persons stranded would be a doctor or something, and another one his wife, and an old man.
How old?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You might catch cold if you got wet.
Well, you're supposed to tell which person's life is the most important.
Oh, and that made you think.
Yes. And you know what I got to thinking?
No. What?
Well, I just wondered... Well, this is kind of silly.
I know. Let it go.
No, I want to know what you'd do.
What would I do when?
Well, Cecil, suppose you were stranded on a desert island with, well, say, just me and, well, Uncle Thomas. What would you do?
What would I do if we got wrecked on an island with just you and Mr. Smith?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what I was wondering. What would you do?
Well, I'd build a little hut and a bonfire to signal a passing ship.
Oh, no, Cecil, wait. You don't understand. There's only enough food for two of us.
Well, that's too bad, isn't it?
So what would you do then?
I'd go hunt some coconuts to eat.
Oh, no, Cecil. There's nothing on the island.
How do you know? What do you have to pick out an island like that for?
Well, I just wondered what you would do. There's only food enough for two of us. One of us must die.
Well, that's a pleasant thought. Who's going to die?
You have to decide who it shall be.
Gee, I feel terrible.
Oh, no, Cecil, I really want to know.
Well, in the first place, I wouldn't get wrecked on an island. I don't like to go sailing. I get seasick.
But, Cecil, suppose you did, and there would be just food for two. Who would you let live to eat the food?
Well, what kind of food is it?
Oh, Cecil, what difference would that make?
Well, it might be Limburger cheese.
Well, that's something to eat.
Yeah, but it's not much to live for.
Cecil, you're not answering the question.
I know. It's silly.
Oh, Cecil, Mr. Edison asked a question something like that, so it isn't silly.
Well, you're not Edison, so don't kid yourself.
Well, but I want to know what you would do. Who must die and who must live?
Oh, we all have to die sometime. So the big boys tell me.
Cecil, you and Uncle Thomas and I are alone on an island. Who would you say should die?
I should say, not me.
But you would have to. Make up your mind.
Well, couldn't you make it easier and have it be just you and me and Alexander?
Why, Alexander?
Well, I know what I'd do then.
What would you do?
We'd make stew out of him and eat him.
Oh, Cecil, that isn't what I asked.
Oh, I guess he'd be too sour or tough to eat anyhow.
Cecil, are you going to answer me?
Do I have to?
Well, I want you to.
Well, you want to know who I would say should get the axe if I had to choose between you and Mr. Smith?
Yeah. Would you say it should be Uncle Thomas?
No. I'd say me.
You?
Sure. Then you and Mr. Smith could be saved.
Oh, well, no, Cecil. I forgot to say that you had to live.
Oh, no. I wouldn't mind. I'd find me a nice shark in the ocean and try out its indigestion.
Oh, no, Cecil. You have to choose between Uncle Thomas and me.
Well, why couldn't we just divide up the food and all three of us live?
Because that isn't what I want to know.
Listen, I know a funny joke. Do you want to hear it?
No, I want to know what you would do.
I can do a trick with cards. Have you got some cards?
No, I have a question that I want you to answer.
Oh, Sally, there's no percentage in it. Why bother?
Cecil, there's no harm either. Tell me what you'd do.
Well, I wouldn't ask you to choose between me and someone else.
Oh, Cecil, it's a simple question. It just shows how your mind works.
Well, mine is working very well, thank you.
Cecil, I'm going to keep asking you till you tell me.
Yeah, and I'll just go on home, too.
Now, Cecil, please answer.
Oh, all right. Either you or your uncle has to die. There's just food enough. And I have to say which one, huh?
Yes, between me and Uncle Thomas.
Well, well, your uncle's kind of old and isn't much good, and you're real young yet and got all your life ahead, so I guess we'd have to give Mr. Smith the axe.
Oh, you'd make Uncle Thomas die, huh?
Well, that would be the only way, wouldn't it?
So you would kill my dear uncle?
Well, you said it would have to be either you or Mr. Smith.
And you pick on Uncle Thomas, my sweet uncle who never did anything
to
you.
Well, wait a minute. I've changed my mind.
Cecil, if you did a thing like that, I'd never forgive myself after we were rescued.
Well, let's see then. It has to be between the two of you. I don't count, huh?
No, it can't be you. That's the question.
Well, now, I don't mind. Really, I don't. It's no trouble.
No, you have to answer the way I asked the question.
Well, there's only one answer left, Sally, if I have to answer.
Well, who could live and be rescued and brought back to civilization?
I don't think we should ever have gone away in the first place.
Hurry up, Cecil. Who would it be?
Well, if you're going to get hurt if I pick out Mr. Smith, I guess, well, it would have to be you then.
You mean I'd be the one that would have to die?
Well, I guess so. Isn't that all right?
Why would you kill me, Cecil?
Well, that was the question. You said I had to live, and you didn't like it when I said Mr. Smith at first.
So you would get rid of me and save yourself, huh?
Well, yes, that was what you wanted to know.
So you want to kill me, huh?
No, I don't want to, Sally. You made me answer it. I didn't...
Never mind, Cecil. Don't explain. That's all right, if that's the way you would do it. All right. I don't care.
Now, wait, Sally. No, I wouldn't. I was just fooling. Well, we'd make it your uncle. He's not much use anyhow. That's right. See?
Uncle Thomas is, too. My uncle is wonderful. His life is worth more than both of ours put together.
Well, then it would have to be you, then. Is that okay with you?
Well, yes, if that's the way you want it, all right. I always knew you were a cannibal at heart, and if we ever got wrecked, I knew you'd be just the person to try to eat me.
Now, Sally, now listen, now here, wait a minute. I was just joking again. Why, now, you know what I'd do? Well, let's see. Well, if we, you want to know, well, we couldn't kill any of us, because if we kill your uncle, why, you couldn't live, and if we killed you, I couldn't live a day without you.
Oh, Cecil, how sweet. Of course you'd say that. Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, Cecil.